Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles, it's 6 o'clock in Dallas, Texas, and it's 7 p.m. in New York City. Hello, everybody. I'm Mad Dog DeCipio, and this is America's Best Podcast, What's the Buzz? I'm joined, God help me another night, I'm joined by Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman. How are you, Amelia?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm still recovering from our show from last night. Oh, if you guys missed our show last night, fear not. You can go back to our on demand and listen to it anytime. And go onto our YouTube channel, of course, and watch it. We did a serious show last night, for the most part. Talking about, of course, we talked about the eclipse, the solar eclipse. But we talked about the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse in Baltimore. And I had Master Fon with us, Tom Master Fon, who is, we call him Captain Conspiracy.
Right.
The conspiracy theorist at large. And he just had a ball last night with all kinds of conspiracy theories. In other words, Amelia and I think collectively we may have like downed about 3 bottles of Tylenol between the two of us.
And lots of coffee.
I like Tom. I go to church with him. My wife can't stand him. And neither hates him.
It's okay. I did it for the team. I mean, I put up one for them.
Well, you know the thing about Tom. God bless him, but Tom is, he's kind of an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, he did make some good points, though. I mean,
he made some good points. You know, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
But he lets his, how shall we say, he lets his imagination go really crazy on him sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I said to him last night, did you take your meds? So maybe he skipped a dose or something. But then I realized before we went on the air, he smoked a big fat pipe of pot last night.
Yeah.
And then I smelled it from here.
Mm.
In my, you know, in my studio, my basement studio here, I smelled this. And it's not for nothing, but my daughter smokes too, but it's legal. It's where I live, it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
And but still smells, though.
Oh, yeah. My son has a license, so yes, I know the smell.
Yeah, if you smoke that shit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a few times, too, but, you know, but it clings to your clothes, and you smell like a pot factory, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, Tom smelled like a pot factory last night.
And I tried to keep my dogs as quiet as I could yesterday. That's what's going on with me yesterday. It's like they were like, rah, rah, rah.
We have a special guest tonight. If she shows up, Rita Gigante. She's the daughter of Vincent Vinny the Chin Gigante, reputed Genovese family crime boss. Or I should say reputed Genovese crime family boss. Rita is also very interesting. She's a psychic and medium as well. How's that for crazy, right?
Wow.
Her father's a mob boss and she's a psychic. I feel like saying to her, didn't you have a clue what your father did for a living? I might just ask her that too when she gets if and when she gets here.
Yeah.
She's not here yet. Well, let me introduce myself once again. I am Angelo, the Mad Dog DeCipio. This is my faithful co-host, the anchor of the show. God help me. Amelia the Pitbull Chapman. Shut up. We haven't talked in a while. You haven't been here in a little bit. First of all, you were sick for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And then when you did come back, you had like no voice. I said, Amelia, go home.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like you got your voice back, which is good. This is all good. So what have you been up to? Okay, let's talk a little bit while we're waiting for Rita to get here.
Just basically finally returning back to work, able to be around patients and just helping out, getting everything back to normal and basically getting the house back to normal. And unfortunately, we lost another patient that really, really meant a lot to our
home. Oh, man, I hate that.
She was really young, but we wish her the best. And she donated, you know, the little hats that they wear for kids.
Yeah.
She donated a lot, every one of them, actually. She, her husband and her, that was her wish to donate them back to us. And so a lot of patients will be blessed. And she had some wigs that she wore that she's going to donate to us as well to bless some more patients.
I'm just texting our guest Rita and let her know that we're waiting on her for a few more minutes. We're going to give Rita till about 7:15. And after that, we're just going to, you and I'll just, because look, you and I could do a show standing on our head.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. And so we just, you know, started to talk about that. She was really young and they had a celebration of life on Saturday and pretty much she loved wine when she could drink it, of course. And so her husband decided to buy her this beautiful silver urn and anybody that wanted to could go and drank till the wine ran out. So
right.
I thought, well, you know, I didn't want to be around a lot of people because I just got better. And I thought, I don't want to get sick again. So not that
I don't blame you.
And
I don't blame you a bit.
And from what I thought I had might have gotten COVID, but it came back negative. But the symptoms I was having and it all matched up to COVID and it came back negative. But as you know, sometimes you can get a negative.
You get a false positive. Yep, sure do.
And I thought maybe that's what I ended up having. But, you know, and I thought, well, I tested again and it was negative again. But as you know, tests can be wrong. And I thought, well, I'm just going to stay in bed, recuperate. And it did take a long, long time to get better. So I don't know what this is going around. Yeah. And
well, and you know what? That's a problem with some of these tests. You get false results, you know, you get false, they call them false positives. And sometimes you worry for nothing, and sometimes you don't worry enough.
Right.
As the case may be.
It's all this phlegm, too, that I had built up, and it took forever. And as you know, I lost my voice. I couldn't talk. I looked
Well, you got your voice back because you ain't shut up last night.
I had to kind of keep him to not touch anything on the computer because as you know he kept
I wanted to reach through the computer and put tape on your mouth.
No, he kept
saying, Amelia, shut up.
Well, I had a lot of catching up to do.
Well, so let me ask you a question. We were doing you know, you and I were talking before about, you know, Vincent the Chin Gigante and Rita, his daughter. What do you know about this guy, Vinny the Chin?
I did some research and I found out he was an excellent boxer.
He was. He was a hell of a boxer.
Yes.
Yeah, he could have been like a champion.
Well, I just don't understand why he decided to go crime. You know.
The answer is very simple.
Money. Yeah.
Fast money. Fast money. And you don't have to get beat up for it.
But he was the one doing the beating up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I guess he liked it too much and he thought, I can make more money beating people up.
Well, you know what the problem was with guys back at we're talking about like the 50s, the 1950s, when people were starting to make a little bit more money, right? And guys that were not making a lot of money, they wanted to figure out a way to get their hands on some of it.
Yeah.
especially guys that had no skill and no talent.
Yeah.
Which it always eluded me, like, why Vinny the Chin ever went into crime, because he was a smart guy.
Yeah.
He was a brilliant, brilliant fighter. He could, yes. He knew how to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Without getting himself hurt.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he had a great sense of business.
Yes.
So, but why take all of that great skill and risk going to jail every day of your life? Why? I don't get that.
Yeah, like you said, it was money, and I think the silk suits and, you know, probably all the women.
You know,
it's,
you said a magic word there. Mm-hmm. The silk suits.
Yeah.
That meant prestige. Yeah. You know, silk suits were not cheap. They're still not cheap.
No, they're not.
Go buy a silk suit. Of course, you $2,500, $3,000. I have one made.
Yeah.
And I'm serious.
And every color that they can make them in, basically.
And every color under the sun.
And they're going to say, okay, somebody's going to be looking at me with these silk suits. I'm going to have respect. And I'm going to get in first. And I'm going to, no matter how many people have to wait 25 minutes to get into a restaurant, I'm going to go in first, no matter what.
Well, I sent Rita a text, and I'm waiting for some kind of response here. I've not gotten one yet, but we're going to wait. Mm-hmm. Rita, if you're there listening, or somebody that knows Rita is listening, let her know. We're on the air waiting for her ass to get here. But, look, here's the thing. We've had guests who, and she's a busy person. I get it. And she may have forgotten. And the first time, Amelia and I will always give you a pass the first time. But when you do it more than two or three times, then you're done.
Well, let's see. She's a psychic, so she should have known.
She's always got her link. Yeah, she's got everything she needs, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, she's Rita's allegedly a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she wrote a book. Let me pull this up here. She, of course, she's the daughter of Vincent the Chin Gigante. We've been talking about that. He's, reputed Genovese family crime boss. And Rita is a psychic and medium, and she's the author of a book called Spirit Crew. I want to find out where she got that name from. What does that mean? And where is, who or what is the Spirit Crew? You know?
Yeah, because from what I hear, I don't want to give a lot of information, but I know that he had quite a few kids. I want to find out, what she knew from his other family too, because I know that he had another family as well. So I want to find out about that too.
He did indeed.
Mm-hmm.
He did indeed. Something a lot of people don't know. Vinny the Chin had a couple of families. He was, and that was another thing back in the day with gangsters. Yes. They used to have their family.
Yes.
And they had a girlfriend.
Exactly.
And then when the girlfriend got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
they took care of her. They set her up in an apartment or a home somewhere. Yes. And then now they had two families.
Yes, they had two.
And they would, copulate with the, you like that fancy word I used? Copulate, and then use the F-bomb, right?
Right.
They would copulate with their girlfriend again and have another, bop out another kid. Right. Before you knew it, they had to keep robbing banks to face all of these kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's, we're waiting for Rita to get here, and so far nothing. So it looks like Amelia is just going to be you and me tonight, kid.
Yeah. Sounds good. We could do another bitch session.
Give us a chance to talk a little bit and see what the frig you've been up to.
Yeah.
You know what? It'll give us a chance to go over our shows.
Yeah,
tell everybody what we got coming up.
No. Nope.
Because I might change my mind about halfway through the show and put another show.
Put another show together and say, well, look at what we're going to do right
now. Amelia has invested in a lot of money in erasable pens, folks. Because apparently she can't keep up with, the old mad dogs, changing. Apparently she says I changed my mind a lot. So it's not that I changed my mind. Look, sometimes I get brainstorms sometimes. You know, I have such an active mind that doesn't stop, you know? And I have to, like, I got to keep, and sometimes I forget to tell you.
Well, also, guess what? We can't help what goes on in the world, and we have to talk about it.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, we had shows planned on one subject, and lo and behold, something else comes up, and you know what? We got to jump on it. Yeah, we got to jump on it. So Amelia and I get on it, and because we're better than Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite, boy, I'll tell you
what. Of course. Because you know why? You do a lot of research and you tell the people the truth, especially what it needs to be heard. You don't tell them lies. You don't bullshit.
You don't have time for that shit.
No, you don't.
You don't, no. Look, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't always get it right, but I get it right about 99.9% of the time. We give people the most accurate, up-to-date, fresh information as we get it from our sources.
Yes.
Now, does that always mean that we get it right? No. Sometimes our sources can be wrong. It's rare. It's rare because I use, you know, sources that are pretty steadfast. Yes. They're pretty accurate. Some are on the internet, but most of them are people that I call,
yes,
and say, you know, what can you tell me about, you know, I deal with news agencies,
absolutely,
you know, and I call them. I say, I want to talk to a person, you know, I don't want to like look at a screen. I want tell me, mm-hmm. I want to hear your voice in my ear say such and such, you know, rob that bank,
right,
or such and such, you know, cheated on this person or beat that person up or whatever the case may be. I want to hear it.
However, you want to make sure you have the proof to back it up, what you've been told.
Oh, we always have the proof. That's why. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Folks, this is what we do. Amelia, and I want to kill her for this, but because of Amelia, I spend untold thousands of dollars on paper.
Right. So
I'm going to send Amelia a bill for the ink that I just bought. She owed me about $75 for ink. Anyway, no.
I'll send you some paper, too.
Yeah, well, that's like another $30 for paper.
Okay. It's on its way.
Jeez.
You want some coffee, too?
Send me a box of coffee. I'm good. Absolutely.
Okay.
This is good, by the way. This is called chocolate cream mocha.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Yeah. It's called skinny syrup. You put like 2 squirts in your cup. You can't overdo it because it's like it'll get sweet real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But this is good. It is good stuff.
I'm talking
my
about
my favorite though, and I can't find it. In fact, Anita and I went out the other day and I was looking for it's called s'mores. Mm-hmm. It's like chocolate marshmallow. And man, is it good.
The coffee or the syrup?
No, the syrup. Yeah, it's called s'mores. You know what a s'mores is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they make a flavored, like a syrup that's like,
yes.
It tastes like chocolate and marshmallows. It's mm-hmm. amazing how they get that taste, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I can't find it. I found it one time at a place called Marshall's.
Oh, yes. I know the place.
You know Marshall's? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we got a couple of them around here, and it's a big store, and they got a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love is to go into the area where they have, like, their coffee flavors and, yes. you know, stuff like that. I found me a big bottle of it, but I can't find it again. They got all the hazelnut you want. They got all the vanilla, French vanilla, caramel vanilla, caramel chocolate, all this other stuff. It's not the same. I want this s'mores because it tastes like chocolate and marshmallow, and I love chocolate and marshmallow.
So oh, good. Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah, I'm getting myself all worked up over here. What else is going on, kid?
It's just like, you know, when I was telling you before, it's at work, you know, we finally got everything smoothed up and we finally starting to get help. The only thing is that, thank goodness, I don't have to work overtime anymore. That's the best thing, because I started working overtime. You get tired after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and also, sadly, we had to put Jeff back in the hospital again today. So,
yeah. Hate to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
This poor guy, I'll tell you what. He can't catch a break. Mm-hmm. He just cannot. What happened this time?
A lot of
another infection.
Yeah,
pretty infection.
Much. Yeah. So it's
this poor.
He's healing at the same time, but it's, you know,
getting yeah.
at the same time.
But yeah. He just, man, he can't catch a break, this poor guy. He just really just can't catch a break.
It'll be a year that he's been in the hospital bed in June. So
I know. It's, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
He's been in the hospital more than he's been out.
Yeah.
Not right. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're doing. I have a show scheduled for Thursday.
Yes.
I think I'm going to cancel out the show for tomorrow night with Gene DiPiero.
Uh-huh.
Because, quite frankly, I'm not getting any positive feedback on this guy. Like, you nobody have, knows who he is.
And you have that instinct, too, don't you?
And I have that instinct, yeah. Like, because... Mm-hmm. You know how my mind works.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think tomorrow I may do the wrestling show that I had scheduled for Thursday. If that's the case, then I'll be joined with you and Mr. Murphy, Armageddon, to talk about the WrestleMania results. Because
mm-hmm.
it's been a very, very big week in Philadelphia.
Wow.
5 days. WWE was in Philadelphia for 5 days.
Wow.
And guess what? They're there tonight too.
Wow, it's kind
for
of big
NXT. Wow. NXT is in Philly tonight. But so you may as well say they've been there for 6 days.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we were supposed to have Rita Gigante here. Rita is not here. So Rita Gigante is a no-show. Okay, so Rita, I'm surprised because Rita was recommended by Louis Ferranti,
mm-hmm.
who, and Lou was here 3 times, a great guest. And Lou recommended her, and I'm just really disappointed. I'm honest, I really am. I'm very disappointed. I'm looking to see if my text messages are getting, I'm not getting nothing in my text. So we're gonna scratch off Rita Gigante. Yeah, can't help you, kid. Well, I would have loved to talk to her about being a psychic and talk to her about her father. I would have loved to have that conversation, but you know, she's not here, so I don't know what to do. But we can do is talk about some shows we got coming up. We got a couple good ones.
Oh, yes.
You got the schedule in front of you?
I do, actually.
Imagine that. She's got the schedule in front of her. Holy shit.
I come prepared, and I also have my pen.
I come prepared, too. I just hope that you always have the schedule, because I never do. I never do. I always have my script for the show,
mm-hmm.
but I never have my schedule in front of me. I always got to pull it up later, right?
Right.
Anyway, so right. What we got coming up?
Well, I know you're going to be doing the show with about Billy Jack Haynes on Monday, the 15th.
Yeah, Billy Jack Haynes. Now, it's going to be an interesting show because we wanted to wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do it while it was fresh, and I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah.
Because other details about the shooting have come to light. Apparently, Billy Jack and his wife, and she, by the way, was like 15 years older.
Yeah.
Then, and he's 65. He's my age. You know? But his wife was like something like 82 or 83, like, you know, 15 to 17 years older than him. And so the first question I had was, why the hell did he marry somebody so much older? And then the answer was very simple. Because she's got a ton of money. That's why. He married her because she was a widow with a ton of money. Her husband died and left her all this money. Well, yeah, sure. So, you know, of course he was going to put up with it for the money's sake, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
He was living in the lap of luxury there for a bit. And you should see the neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. And a big cul-de-sac. You know? You're looking at, it looked like a Knott's Landing, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Knott's Landing kind of area.
Yeah, that's the kind of house it looked like. This is a big house. But I thought to myself, let me hold on here and see where the story goes. And I'm glad we did. Because it's going to be an interesting story. We got Q-Ball Carmichael, who will be making his first appearance with me on that show as well. As a returning guest, Lou Marconi will be joining us. That's Amelia's boy toy.
he told me
likes wrestlers, folks. She likes wrestlers.
He told me he was going to be on there.
Half naked men running around. Anyway. So it's going to be an interesting show. I'm going to see where that conversation goes. I might have you on that show, Mel.
He told me he was going to be on the show. He told me, messaged me right away. He said, guess what? I'm going to be on the show.
Who's that?
Lou told me, he said, I'm going to be on the show with Angelo again.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring you back on too. let's see. Oh, we have that one. We got the Billy Jack. We also have interesting. We're going to have one of our open panel discussions with another podcast is going to be joining us. It's going to be interesting for us because we've never done this before. We're going to do a simulcast. We're going to air their podcast. They're going to air our podcast at the same time.
The same time, right?
Yeah. So it's going to be, we've never done this before. I'm really curious to see how this is going to work out because that we don't know these guys and they don't know us, but that's cool. You know, we're both on, you know, on StreamYard, and that's how we hooked up on StreamYard because they got this new thing here called Collab. And it's really interesting. It's all these people on StreamYard that do podcasts and they have this, you know, AI that, you know, kind of matches you up with people in your genre. The problem with our show is we don't have a genre because we do everything.
Right.
Now, some people just do conspiracy or sports or music or talk.
Right.
We do it all. We have everybody. We've had actors, singers, dancers, musicians, comedians, writers. Oh, God. Sports people. I mean, we've had all kinds of people on the show. So there's no, like, we don't have, like, we're not one, like, set fingerprint as to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, is great.
Yeah.
Because it leaves us open to do whatever we feel like.
Right.
And that was the whole purpose of the show, is to do everything.
Right.
Give people, because it's a variety show. That's what we do. This is like an old fashioned. Somebody asked me the other day. It might have been on the show. Someone asked me about what we do. And I said, what we do is old fashioned radio. That's what we do.
Right.
I do an old fashioned radio talk show on the internet and on the radio and on YouTube. But we do it the way it used to be done back in the day. Like the people that I admired were Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, Dinah Shore, Johnny Carson. people like that. Jack Parr, whose name you don't even know because you
Lucille
were just...
Lucille Ball.
Huh?
Lucille Ball is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but she's not a talk person.
No.
You know, I'm talking about people that inspired me to do a talk show. People like, you know, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin. Oh, my God. Who else was there? Were so many people.
I know another one that was your favorite. Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack never did a talk show.
No, but he was a radio personality.
Yeah, but Wolfman was one of my heroes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like he was my radio hero.
Right. Your radio hero.
Wolfman only did music. He, you know, of course, he was a disc jockey and was famous for that. Mm-hmm. But he was also a music producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was involved in the music business. And he was, you know,
right.
When it came to music, Wolfman was all over it.
Right.
He was all over the music business. But the one thing he never did was talk. See, I'm speaking now specifically only about talk. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what we do. But that's not all that we do.
No.
You know? I can do what Wolfman did. You know, I can do what Johnny Carson did. I can do what Merv Griffin did. You know, I can do what Cousin Brucey did. You don't even know who Cousin Brucey is.
Mm-mm.
You know, he was a legend. But before Wolfman Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going back that far.
Who was your favorite that's told yourself, I'm going to do this one day and get into this?
Wow. The very first time I knew
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to go into radio, I'll tell you what it was. Back in the day where I grew up in Philadelphia, there were two guys that inspired me. One passed away recently.
Oh.
And I'm going to talk about him for a little bit.
Okay.
Because his name was Jerry Blavitt, rest in peace. But Jerry Blavitt was a split personality. He was a nice guy in front of people.
Uh-huh.
But he was a real piece of shit behind the scenes.
Oh.
Because he wanted you to do what he wanted you to do. Like, I want to tell you what happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited to work for him at the time. And then he calls me and says, I want you to work at my restaurant. Why? What are we doing? He goes, no, I want you to like wait tables at my restaurant. I went, no, I'm sorry. You got the wrong guy for that.
Right.
So he fired me from the radio station. Fired me from the radio station because I wouldn't work as a waiter in his restaurant. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
The other guy that inspired me, and I got to work with his son, was a guy named High Lit. This guy was the master of DJs. I mean, Wolfman had the personality, but High Lit had the rap.
Hmm.
He was it. He was the it guy, the go-to guy. And it's funny because he and Jerry Blavitt ended up kind of at odds with each other later in life.
Hmm.
Because, you know, Jerry Blavitt was, you know, mafia connected. And there's no denying that. You can't get around it. You can't pretend it didn't happen if anybody's out there listening. You can't pretend it didn't happen. Jerry was connected. There's audio, there's video, there's films, there's pictures of him with all these people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. High Lit, on the other hand, kept his fucking nose clean and never got in trouble. Never. Okay. Because of that, he got blackballed.
Oh, wow.
By Jerry Blavitt and his mafia buddies.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just going to call spades spades, okay? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. So if anybody out there is listening, listen to that. Suck it up and listen good. All right? Because that's the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Like it or not. Radio is what I've always wanted to do. It's what I've always done. I did a television show, too. It was a talk variety show. Mm-hmm. I used to take the viewer out with me on the road, and we would do different restaurants, and we would talk to celebrities and bands and musicians and all kinds of people of interest, you know. And it was a great show. It was called Stepping Out.
Right.
And that was, but the problem with that was trying to get people to sponsor you.
Right.
Because it's very, television is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And if the money's not coming in and it's just going out, well, then, you know, it's got to be coming from somewhere. So you end up sticking your hand in your pocket and paying for it yourself for a little while until money starts rolling in again. But you can't do, I did that for a year, and that was like a year of like skating on thin ice, worrying about where the next buck was going to come. So we got away from that one, thank God. But because TV's not all it's cracked up to be. I would much rather do radio. You got a lot more freedom. You have the power to say and do what you want. And be accountable for it. Because we're accountable for everything we say here.
Right.
We always dot our I's and cross our T's. And we do things the right way. And that's really important. We do things the right way. I don't care what anybody says. If you're going to be in any sort of public medium, you got to make sure that you're fair, that you're balanced, that you tell all sides of the story and not just the side that people want to hear. You got to tell every point of view. If you don't, then you're not being fair to them or yourself.
Exactly. That's the truth.
But as far as, like, you know, Wolfman Jack was always like, he was always the king of the mountain, mm-hmm. because he played the best music. And I wanted to play the best music. And he had that voice, man. Uh-huh. Oh, baby. You know?
Yeah.
The Wolfman.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, I had a decent voice growing up. And when my voice stayed like this when I was 14, you know, and I sounded like my father, uh-huh. when I was 14, I would answer the phone and go, "Hey, Bobby." It's like, "No, I'm sorry. This is Angelo. Hey, hold on a minute. I'll get it for you."
All right. They didn't know who it was.
Yeah. 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 They did that all the way until my father died.
Wow. You know?
All the way till my father passed away, I sounded like him on the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are you up to? How did you, you know, we not talked about this before. You know, you ended up, you were a guest on the show, if I remember.
Yes.
She happened, folks. She was a guest on the show, and she never went the fuck away. She just stayed.
I was like, hi, I am. This at first, you know. Yeah, I'm here.
That's why I say that when I come on here every week, I say, she's back. She hasn't gone away yet. She hasn't gotten the message. She's still here.
No, I will.
So what would you know? I know that, let's be honest about it. I know you're a frustrated entertainer. I know that. Because you live on TikTok and you do duets with naked cowboys and guys that look like Jason Momoa. and you sing these duets and then you do these other things. Soliciting gifts from people.
Oh, no, I do
doing
that.
Feather dances for people.
What?
You know,
no.
She does, folks. It's OnlyFans / Amelia the Fan Dancer.
No, I do not do that. I don't solicit gifts for anyone. No, I started off as a guest and I was like the shyest person ever. And then it's like, I think your voice is what calmed me down. I think because I heard your voice and you had
My voice calmed you down. Oh, you got a lot of problems, kid.
because you had like a calming voice. And I thought, okay, I think I'll do all right. Because I was more comfortable behind the camera taking the
Yeah.
pictures. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I think he'll be okay on me the first visit, the first time. And you were, it was okay. And then after the second time, he asked me to come back. And then he asked me to come back, as an occasional host. And I thought, I can do this, I think. And I think the more and more you made me feel more comfortable in front of in front of the camera.
Even after I hollered at you and told her to get the fuck out of here.
That one day he told me to get the fuck out of here. I'm like, what? Wait, where'd that come from?
Right?
And then
No,
Anita
you
told him to behave.
but I know that not I'm serious now. I know that you like to sing. How come you never like pursued that?
I basically, when I was growing up, it was either help your family with bills because your dad was working as a warehouse worker in Texas. It was middle class, so you had to basically graduate, grow up, basically, or go to college, or you marry in the military and you help your family. Basically, it was like that.
Why couldn't you entertain people and pay your family, help your family that way?
It was hard for me to get out and get out anywhere, basically, in the world.
I'm
So I
sure there were people in Odessa, Texas that had bands.
they
I'm
were.
sure. Well, did you ever audition for them, for anybody?
I never got the opportunity. It was hard for me to go anywhere because
How much did your weight play into that? Were you like self-conscious of your weight at the time?
no, I was skinny. I was 103 pounds at the time.
Really? Well, I know you've talked about it before on the show that you've had weight problems your whole life.
Well, no, I was 103 pounds, and then I got married, had kids, and then, of course, being
Well,
married.
then I gotta stop you there. Well, then why were you? Who was on the show before you were talking about? Well, it might have been Mary Murphy.
It was a trainer that we had, and then we had another person that was a co-host of mine at one time, and we talked about weight. But a lot of this
Right.
had to do with being married and stress, and then a lot of verbal abuse that people suffer while you're being married, and then they let you go through all this, and oh, they're going to let you keep this weight on because guess what? Nobody can have you while you're this weight, and then you lose the weight. And I've lost a lot of weight. What it is
Right.
extra skin that I have. Now I have to have it
Right.
surgically removed.
Sure.
And people,
Well,
that's what it is. It's now so.
sure. Well, you sing, I'm sure you sing. I know that you lip sync to your videos,
Right.
but do you sing? Do you have a good voice? I've never heard you sing.
Well, people say I do, but it's been a long time since I'm singing
I think
karaoke.
I'm going to put you on the spot one day, and I'm going to put a music track on and say, "Okay, Amelia, go." You
All
think
right,
you're
well,
laughing, you think I'm kidding.
you probably will.
I know I will.
Well,
I
I did
know
that
I
one
will.
time. I was talking to Diane Payne Golden. She's a country singer, but she's not well known. And
She Diane Payne Golden is purportedly a country singer. We have to clarify this. She is a woman who made her own CDs. She's not being distributed. She does not have a record contract. She made her own CD. Okay.
Yes.
That said, she also writes her own songs.
Yes, he does.
That said, we were supposed to have her on the show and she no-showed us. And that was the end of my relationship with Diane Payne Golden. Next case, please.
And so anyway, I was talking to her on the phone and she started singing, so I sang back and she says, What? We made it back. So I just sang a little bit of a song and she was like, wow. So that's where it went.
Well, then maybe you need to sing.
And then I think who else did I sing in front of? It was one of your friends, and it was Stephen Plym. I don't know if he meant it or if he was drunk at the time.
What happened with Stephen Plym? Say this again. You got me here. What happened?
Remember that one time I sang something? He said he asked where you were, and I said I think you called the wrong person. You meant to call Angelo. And then he goes, "Do you sing, by the way?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, sing something for me." I did.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, you told me that.
Yeah.
I said you auditioned for Steven on the phone.
Yeah, I did.
Not funny.
Yeah.
The least he could have did, the bastard, was give you, like, you know, set you up with a gig somewhere.
I know, right? But not with Johnny Carson.
And give me my finder's fee.
Right. And say, okay, my manager is
Amelia's under contract to this show here, and she can't go nowhere without, you know, contractual permission.
Well, I have a manager. See, I have a manager. His name's Angelo.
Would his name be Mad Dog?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyway, so Stephen, he's a character, man. Stephen. Yeah. I would get him on the show if he would actually stay here sober. Mm-hmm. That's the key, sober. He said, I got to believe him. Mm-hmm. He said he stopped smoking.
Hmm.
But I know he hasn't stopped drinking.
Right.
I know that, and I'm worried about him drinking.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy, hell of a manager back in the day. He used to manage Tiny Tim back in the day.
But he has his daughter, right, taking care of him still? His daughter still taking care of him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His daughter, Callie, God bless that kid. Yeah. She's got her hands full with him. He listened to this one. He's got his daughter, Callie, modeling.
Oh, wow.
Modeling. Yeah. I said, Stephen, are you sure you want to do that? And then we talked about that because I said, you know, she's a beautiful girl, but, you know, you can't be holding her hand the whole way.
No.
She's, you know, she's going to, you got to, hate to say it, but you're going to have to, like, set her out with the wolves and see how she handles it.
Oh, but, you know, at least she's not a little bitty kid, like, you know.
They have these days.
And
you know, it's, let me see something here. We have, what else we got coming up here, Mill? Oh, we have, a couple of shows, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Toward the end of the month, Amelia and I have booked a couple of shows that are very different for us.
Very, very different.
April the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's a three-day, three-part show. Now, it's a very serious show because it's about a woman who lost her life in Georgia, named Heather Turner. Now, Heather Turner was married to this guy, they say. They believe the husband may have killed her. He says, no, I didn't do it. He says she fell, and I heard her fall, and I went to go help her. But the police don't believe him, and neither do some of the family and friends believe him. So tell everybody how this case came to us, Mia.
Well, I was watching some videos, you know, on TikTok, how they say some videos may interest you.
Yeah.
And it came across my news feed, and it said that this lady, I can say killed here because killed herself with a handgun with the wrong hand. And she was right-handed.
Wasn't she like a right-handed, and they found the gun in her left hand or something like that?
But she did it on the back of her head. You don't kill yourself if you want to commit suicide on the back of your head. You either do it here or here.
Well,
or here.
No, I mean, if somebody wants to kill themselves, I hate to do this, but if you're going to commit suicide, and by the way, we have the numbers for the suicide prevention hotline. First of all, if you even think about it, call somebody first, please.
Please.
But if you're going to commit suicide, you're not going to shoot yourself in the back of the head. First of all, you can't reach.
No.
That's number one. Number two, it just doesn't sound right.
No.
I don't understand that. So what else would what other inconsistencies are have come to light with this?
She would she took a purse in the bathroom, which is unlike her, with a gun, with the handgun. You don't, she's never done that. And the day before she passed away or was killed, she went to the courthouse where she works and was telling everybody that she was leaving her husband because she was afraid that he was going to kill her.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds just so.
And there were so many different things too, that he was verbally abusive as well, and he was very controlling, and he had to have things his way all the time.
The number, by the way, for the suicide lifeline is 988. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365 number. If anyone here is even considering, first of all, don't even consider it. Talk to somebody. Call us here at the show if you need to. Our number here is 856-449-4513. That's 856-449-4513. You can call us here at the show or call the National Suicide Hotline number 988. It's real simple. Three digits. That's all you got to do. Push three numbers. 988. There's somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, all year long to help you, talk you down. Somebody just to talk to. Sometimes, you know, that's the biggest thing with suicide. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to.
Absolutely. Or if you don't want to talk, if you want to write us, it's whatsthebuzzpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, exactly. We have, you know, we're available here, guys. We are very proactive. Amelia and I are very, very proactive with our show.
Yes.
We've done this before with the runaways. We've done this with drug abuse, substance abuse hotlines. Johnny Whitaker, we had Johnny Whitaker here. Former actor, former child actor, Johnny Whitaker, came here and... I thought that was Rita getting back to us. I heard my phone, but not Rita. You know, Johnny is a drug abuse, substance abuse counselor. I want to say substance abuse rather than drug abuse, because he deals with all kinds of abuse issues, not just drugs, alcohol, depression, suicide, thoughts of harming other people. It's a real thing, folks. It really is.
It is.
It's a real thing.
And also on the 29th, 30th of the month and May 1st, we're going to be doing another case of Natalie Jones, the justice for Natalie Jones as well. Another case in Georgia.
Tell everybody about that one, Amelia.
As she was found in a pink car, her own pink car, in the middle of nowhere in the woods, away from somewhere where she would not have gone, about a mile or so from her ex-boyfriend. And that is unusual as well.
Tell everybody what the biggest connection between, wait till you hear this one, folks. Mm-hmm. The biggest connection between both of these women.
They live in Georgia in this triangle, because there's another one. It's called the Bermuda Triangle of the South. That's what they're calling this.
They call it the Georgia Triangle. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes.
They call it the Georgia Triangle. There's a in this county, there's this, we're going to talk about it, and I have a map of it too, by the way. We're going to see it. There is a there's a triangular area in this county in Georgia that has come to be known as the Georgia Triangle, because of the sheer number of women that go missing there.
Very much so.
The other thing that we found out about this area that people didn't expect us to find out is that it's very heavily involved in underground sex trafficking.
Yes.
Of women and underage minors, both male and female. So now, a couple of things have transpired. Information was given to the show and to me personally that there are police involved, judges involved, local politicians involved, doing everything in their power to keep this quiet. Well, and let me just let me put the kibosh on that real quick, okay? We're not going to keep shit quiet around here, fellas, okay? Because we're going to expose this stuff, okay? And it's real simple.
Yes.
We're going to expose it, and we're going to spread the word. We have a very vast network here. Right now, 3,200 platforms around the world. That's radio, podcast, and video, okay? 3,200 platforms, right around 3,200, okay, worldwide. The other thing is we have about 11.4 million subscribers to our radio feed around the world. That's a lot of people that listen to us. And if you ever doubt that, please take a look at my emails sometime, because my emails burst at the seams, okay? I get so many emails, I can't read them all. I have to hit delete, mass delete. I delete 100 at a time. At a time, okay? That I just don't have the hours in the day to read all the emails, okay? So.
Yeah, and also, too, the thing is they're also we had an election here in Florida today, so I don't know if they're having the same election today over there in Georgia or they're coming up for another election for city councils and sheriffs and government as well, too. So that's also involving in the cases as well.
Yeah, that's going to tie into this stuff, believe it or not. We're going to find out. I think the biggest thing I want to know, and I'm going to ask our guests when they join us, the biggest thing that the most pressing issue for me is the area itself, the geography itself. I want to know what's there that's so special.
Why is it so magical?
What is the lure of this area? That's what I want to know. The geography itself. Is there something magical? I hate that word, by the way, magical.
Yeah, why is it so special?
When you're a kid, everything's magical. When you grow up, you go, oh, fuck it. Where's the magic?
Yeah.
Because there is no magic. And magic is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun, but it is.
It is. Yeah.
The other thing is, why so hush hush? Yeah. You know, it's hard to get one or two people to be quiet, right? You got a whole town that's not saying shit.
Exactly.
So, and I want to know how are they keeping these people quiet? And who's keeping these people quiet, and why are they being quiet? What do they fear?
Yeah, exactly. And then when I saw this, I said, me Pitbull, I'm going to run over there. I'm going to open that rug or lift that rock and say, what's going on? I'm not going to.
Absolutely. Of course. Of course. So tell everybody some of the people that are coming on with. Let's start with Justice for Heather. Who's coming on that show?
We're going to have a lady by the name of Mary, and that's all I'm going to say is just her name is Mary.
Yeah, she's an investigator. We can say that, but we can only say her name is Mary, and we're not allowed to say any more than
And somebody else is going to be coming on with Mary that had a tie-in with Heather. That's all I'm going to say is I'm not going to say who it is as well, because it's going to be her first time talking about this as well. She was involved with the husband. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's a special.
Yeah, and And I know a little bit about that. I haven't said anything. Mm-hmm.
And with Natalie, we have a lady by the name of Jennifer coming on to speak on her behalf.
Yeah, Jennifer, last name we're not allowed to tell you. Yeah,
I'm not going to say.
Again, another very similar situation. She's an investigator. Mm-hmm. I may even bring her on in disguise.
Yes.
I told her, if you're worried about your voice, I can change your voice. Yes. We can do that here at the show. We have the capability to change your voice. Uh-huh. And so, you know, don't worry. Don't be concerned about somebody recognizing your voice or your face, because we can always, uh-huh, you know, place you in disguise. That's not a big deal.
Right. We could put the picture of Natalie and then just use her voice, because that's how they've been doing it on TikTok as well. So,
well, we're not going to do that. That's not what we do here. Yeah.
And also, we might have
we're not TikTok.
Yeah, we might have a special guest also joining us for Natalie Jones's case. It was very.
Oh, we do have a special guest. I've confirmed that.
Good, good.
I'm not going to tell you, but I will say this: it's a bombshell.
Yes.
It's a bombshell witness. Mm-hmm. Someone who witnessed the body.
Yes.
Someone who handled the body. Okay. When I say bombshell, I'm not even kidding.
No.
A bombshell. But I tell you what, we got a couple good ones coming.
We sure
we're
do.
We're going to be doing a lot more shows like that, 2 million.
Oh, yes. I think that this is passionate to me, and I want these ladies to have justice, or even the gentlemen that were killed like this. If we, you know, if there were men that were killed like that, they need justice as well.
Can I propose something? I want people to vote on this. Mm-hmm. And I want you to put this up on our I want you to put a voting poll up on our Facebook. Here's what I want you to say.
Okay.
Would you like What's the Buzz to dedicate one show a week to missing persons?
To missing persons, okay?
Yes or no? Because if we get more than 50% that say yes, the pit bull and the mad dog are on it.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Okay. Absolutely. To be honest with you, I really enjoy bringing justice and closure to families.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think it's not an accident that these two cases came to us.
Yeah.
From the same area.
Yes. Same.
From the same area, mm-hmm, which is freaky enough to begin with, okay? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised, Amelia, if they actually knew each other.
Yeah, the counties where they're from is not too far from each other.
No, actually, they're not. No. They're very close proximity.
Yes.
So listen, folks, it's the pit bull and the mad dog. We will be here tomorrow night. I promise you we will be here, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And that means you too, Lord. Yes. So you know, and I you know, I'm very grateful that we have this show, because it gives us the opportunity, you know, to get right not only with God, but it gives us a chance to get right with each other and people out there that count on us and listen to us, and people like Leon, who's, you know, Leon is one of our, if you folks don't know who Leon is, go back and listen to our shows. You'll hear me talking about Leon all the time.
Yes.
Leon Barfield. He's one of the steadfast members of our, the Mad Dog Brigade, our army here.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia's army. But listen, on behalf of Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman, on behalf of myself, Angelo, the Mad Dog, DiCiprio, we'll see you tomorrow night. And God bless everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.